Shir Tzadik, Yom Beis, Parshas Kisiso.
Leishonu elo she'amru anusim ha'inu machmas momen. Lishne kame de Rome barchome holds. Lishne kame de Rome barchome holds that in the reisha you nemen b'migu. So you nemen to say say anusim machmas momen tzacha say anusim machmas nefoshes. So in the reisha they nemen in all of the tainis in the world. In the sefer. Lishnekam medarom b'chomer holds b'shtar you could be choizer u'magid. So what state ein elu ne'emonim? It's only anusim machmas momen they're not believed because ein odo meisi matzmei rosho. But anusim machmas nefoshes, a person could be choizer u'magid, and b'meile he's nemen to say anusim machmas nefoshes. This is lishnekam medarom b'chomer. So again, lishnekam medarom b'chomer and the reisha you nemen b'migu completely. And in the Sefer, you're nemen to say anusi machmas nefoshes, but you're not nemen to say anusi machmas momen. Machmas nefoshes you believe because a person could be choizer umagid. Machmas momen you not believe because ain't other meisi matzmei rosho. And the kasha is what all of the rishonim really speak out. Rambam bar Chomer lishnekame only took care of one prat. Rabbi Bar Chomer Lishnekame only took care of one prat. What is the only prat that he took care of? Rabbi Bar Chomer Lishnekame took care to explain in the Sefer that you nemon machmas nefoshes because a person has a koyach to be choizer umagid, but he's not nemon machmas momen because ein odo meisi matzmei rosho. So what state arei ein elu ne'emonim it's machmas momen. But machmas nefoshes a person could be choizer umagid. Fragen alle Rishonim, if a person could be choizer umagid, so why they're not nemen in the sefer to say ktani moyinu, psuleinu soyinu? We'll take ktani moyinu. Ktani moyinu is not meisim atzmei rosho. He says I was a little kid, 5 years old. I signed the shtar. It's no avere. He's not saying edus that he did a meiser resha. He was a little kid and he signed the shtar. So why is not nemen to say ktani moyinu? The same way is nemen to say anusi machmas nefoshes. Why is not nemen to say ktani mayinu? This is the kasha of all of the rishonim, including the tesis that comes to answer this kasha. So again, we're going to lishnekam and the Rambam bar Chomer reisha yinemon mitzad migu in all of the tainus, even if you may seem atzmei rosha. Hazei hal Rambam bar Chomer lishnekam migu helps even when mokim may seem atzmei rosha. But lishnebasra holds machmas nefoshes yinemon to bichoizer umagid, even that in the shtar steht nishtazei, the shtar is made nishtazei. Machmas momen yinat nemon because may seem atzmei rosha. So lechure, the same nemon is to say anusi machmas nefoshes, lechu, you have to have the same ne'emanus to say ktani mayinu, psuleinu sayinu. Why you don't have that ne'emanus to say ktani mayinu, psuleinu sayinu? What happened when lishnekam et Rabbi Bar Chomer? This is what is bothering Tesis and all of the Rishonim. And what the Rishonim will answer, we'll see later. We'll start with the Tesis. And Tesis answered, המחמס מומד אלוהים מהם נמשו דלי משווי נפשי ורשיים וקטנים כדי רבי שמעון משלוק איש ובסלעידים שום דמל וגופם מדקדק אז החזוק כדי גמור הזה אז הנאידים חויזם על השטר אלוהים כנעשה בגודל. So the reason they're not named to say קטנים היינו because it's a חזוק against it. It's a חזוק against it. So how they could be named to say קטנים היינו אבל it's a חזוק against it. That they're not ktanim. How they could say psuleinu seinu? As a chazoke mal v'meidak daik. As a chazoke. Now, let me again, mesuda. Comes Rab Kiva Eger and stalls the kasha. So what if it's a chazoke? Aber keivan sheigid choyzer umagid lefi Rami Bar Chomer. So we have now two eidim that say eidus that they're not, that they were ktanim. Two eidim that say that they were psule eidus. So the eidim have to win the chazoke. What are you telling me that they're not believed because there's a chazoke against them? Aber es ist ein Eidus. Es ist ein Eidus. The Eidus says that he worked on him. The Eidus says that he works on Eidus. Chazaki could win Eidus. Chazaki could win Eidus. This is the Kash of Rabbi Kivei Egel. We explain from the Chemda Shloime, and we'll go with Suda. The Chemda Shloime understood Pshat in Rabbi Kivei Egel. Rabbi Kivei Egel understood like this. What happens when a person is Chayzer or Magid? The first Eidus Shebashtar stays. Now he comes with a fresh Eidus to say, I was a cotton. He comes with a fresh Eidus to say, I was a Psule Eidus. So he has a fresh Eidus that he's a cotton. But why is not believed? Because he's a chazoke. But he has a fresh Eidus that he's a cotton. A fresh Eidus that he's a Psule Eidus. So what if it's a chazoke? This is the Kamkivegis Kasha. You're right. That is a fresh Eidus that is a cotton. A fresh Eidus that is a psule Eidus. But the Eidim Shebashtar say that they're not Ktanim. So the Eidim is a trei v'trei. Every Chayzer Magid is a trei v'trei. This is the way Chayzer Shleim understood Pshat. So what Rabbi Kivei Egel is asking, why the Chazoke could win the Eidus? Are the Eidim win a Chazoke? But here, the Eidim Shebashtar Mesaya the Chazoke. So it's Eidim Vechazoke against the second Kas Eidim. So the first Kas Eidim will win the case. The Eidim Shebashtar say they're not Ktanim. The Eidim now say they are Ktanim. The Chazoke is Mesaya that they're not Ktanim. Chazoke is Mesaya, the first two Eidim. This was the plan of the Chemda Shleime, but what we asked on it, the Mokim Trevit way, we go Basa Chazoke, we don't bog Basa Chazoke. This was the Chteref from the Chemda Shleime. But Achoyim didn't like it. And they go back to Rabbi Kivei Egel's Kasha. How Chazoke could win Eidim? This was the Kasha that all of Rabbi Seinu stelled. How Chazoke could win Eidim? So the Divrei Yecheskel, and Simon Yutes, and Ois Aleph, the first Chaylek, Zog the Divrei Yecheskel, a chocham echod answered him a teretz. That Rabbi Kivei Egel's cash is a mistake. I want to start it now in oifen bur, and we could get very high into it. The chocham echod answered him, it's a mistake, Rabbi Kivei Egel's cash. There's no eidim now that they're ktanim. A person can't say eidus that when I signed I was a cotton. How you can say that when you sign you're a cotton? You made that you saw it when you were a little kid? Tchilosi mepsul? A person can't say Eidus that he saw something when he was a little kid. It's Tchilosi mepsul? You can't say Eidus that I saw it when I'm a cotton. Val, you can't say Eidus that I saw it when I'm a cotton. So Rabbi Kivei Egel's kasha is nishkin kasha. You can't say such Eidus. You can't say such Eidus. What do you say Eidus? That you saw it when you were a cotton? How you can say Eidus that you saw it when you were a cotton? A person can't say such Eidus. This is the Chochom Echod send an answer to the Divrei Yecheskel of Rabbi Kivei Egel's Kasha. Tzu, the Chochom Echod told him, more from that. So Bichlal, I don't understand how this Eidim could be Chayzer or Magid. They can't say Eidus Bichlal that they're Ktanim. So the Chochom Echod wanted to tell the Divrei Yecheskel, Mikan Muchach, like the Maharam Shif, that the Chazor is not a new Eidus, it's just pulling back the words. Ad kan divrei haChochom Echod. So again, the Chochom Echod did two things. First, shlugged up Rabbi Kivei Egel's kasha. Kivei Egel asked the kasha, it's an Eidus against the Chazoke. You can't say Eidus that you're a Ktanim. A. B. He said, if I can't say Eidus, Be'etzem, I have a kasha Bichlal. How you could say Ktanim Ayinu? Tesis wants that it will believe them, Ktanim Ayinu. Tesis wanted, again, Gemara Taki doesn't believe them. Oh, but Tesis wanted to believe them. Tesis wanted to believe them that it's Psule Eidus. How you will believe them? If you have to have a new Eidus now against the first Eidus, Aridi can't say Eidus that the Ktanim. Vaisto is the Ma'alach of Chayzer Magid is the Ma'arab Shif, that I take back my words, and not that it's a Trey for Trey. Ad kan divrei haChochom Echod. And Bemele, he understands Tesis. I take back my words. Bemele, but I have a Chazoke. I have a Chazoke. There's no Eidus against the Chazoke. I have the Chazoke. Ad kan divrei haChochom Echod. The Divrei Yecheskel answered him, Chochom Echod, you're wrong. He doesn't have to say Eidus that he's a cotton. That he was a cotton. It's enough for him to say Eidus, I never signed when I'm a gadol. If he will say Eidus, I never signed when I'm a gadol, so we know that he never signed when he's a gadol. So we will have Eidus that he never signed when he was a cotton. But when he's a gadol, maybe we will know that he signed when he was a cotton. But he's not made al mashiro bekatnusoy. When a person said, I saw Chatzkel kill when I was 5 years old, tchilosi bepsul. But if I'm saying, but I never saw Chatzkel when I was a big person killing, so I could say Eidus when I was a big person, I never saw. I never signed the shtar when I was a big person. It's no chisoron in the Eidus. May the vos zog the chacham echad that Rabbi Kveige is kasha is nishken kasha. It's not true. Is a Eidus here? And I want to explain, even if they don't say it, when they say we saw when they're little kids, it's including in the Eidus that they mean to say that we never saw when we were big. So Mele, he says the chacham echad, you're wrong. So they have to speak it out. I think even if you don't say it out, these are the same words. I mean, you have to, you'll speak it out. But as the Divrei Yechezkel b'shlav alef shlogs the chacham echad. You claimed that where is the Eidus here? L'chur has no Eidus here, and b'meli you learn like the Maram Shif. You're wrong. Chacham echad, you're wrong. Here, but normally you're right when a person has been made on a cotton mikenish oben as a Eidus. Aber gerade in our case is enough to say Eidus, I didn't see when I'm big. And while it's enough to say Eidus that I didn't see when I'm big, b'meili we will have Eidus. B'meili Rabbi Kveige's kasha is back to the place. L'chur, I have Eidus that I didn't see when I'm big. And b'meili has no right to the Maram Shif that the Chazorah here is pulling back the words. Here you have Eidus to have a Chazorah. Atkan shlav alef to the Divrei Yechezkel. So be'etzem, we back to Rabbi Kveige's kasha. We back to Rabbi Kveige's kasha. What helps me that Sidah Chazoke? But I have Eidus Messiah to the Chazoke. I have Eidus against the Chazoke. Sorry, I have Eidus against the Chazoke. If I have Eidus against the Chazoke, how the Chazoke could destroy me? How the Chazoke could disturb me? The answer is the Shlav Gimel. And this in the Yechezkel is not written clear enough, but this is the Avonas HaDvorim. Let me get to the Trop Weiter. That's Emes La'amito. If we learn like the Maharam Shif, we have an answer on Rabbi Kveige's kasha. Why? And I will explain. What is Rabbi Kveige's kasha? But it's an Eidus against the Chazoke. They're saying Eidus now against the Chazoke. And like the Yechezkel explained, now that they're saying that they were Ktanim, they could say we never saw it when we were Gdolim. The answer is like this. Listen carefully. When we learn like the Maharam Shif, it's not only we could learn like the Maharam Shif. If we learn like the Maharam Shif, we have to learn like the Maharam Shif. I will explain my words. Now the Maharam Shif was Mechadesh that the first Eidus is raised. On the Maharam Shif, the first Eidus stays an Eidus, and now I said second Eidus. The Maharam Shif was Mechadesh, and the tzadet you could bechayzer umagid, you take back the first Eidus. It's not only an option, you could raise the first Eidus, and I'm left only with one Eidus. The lomdus of the Maharam Shif, the behind of the lomdus of the Maharam Shif is azay. When a person wants to bechayzer umagid, he doesn't have an option to say a second Eidus. His koyach is to raise the first Eidus, but maybe he could say a second Eidus. He can't stamp come and bring another Eidus to the table. His koyach is to raise the first Eidus, and by raising the first Eidus, he could say a second Eidus. You're right. He could raise the first Eidus even without saying a second Eidus. But the koyach is to go back, and b'meila you could say. Not the pshat that even that you said, you have a second chance to say. The koyach, on the gzeras hakosuv, I will take back what I said, b'meila I could say Eidus. Aber tchilas hadovar is, that I take back what I said. I think it's everyone is pashta zay. It's not standard the Maharav Shif said two chidushim. First, you're allowed to chayzer magid. You know what? I'm racing the first one. Mapitam. The Maharam Shif understood that on the Gzeras HaKosuf, like B'toich Kedei Dibur, a person say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I meant. On the Gzeras HaKosuf, even 2 weeks later, I could say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I meant. And B'meila, I could say Eidus. Or but the Aleph Beis, if the Koyach of Chazore is, what is the Aleph Beis of the Koyach of Chazore? I'm racing my first words, and when I race my first words, B'meila, I could say Eidus. I want to ask you a shayla. It's a lomdash shayla, but it's pashut. How you raise the first words? A person came and he signed a shtar when he was 5 years old, and the shtar is made that when he signed, he was a big person. He was not ktanim. How you take back your words? You sign the shtar, when you were 5 years old, the shtar says that you're a gadol. Now you want to take back your words. How you take back your words? You have to go back and say, when I signed, I was a little kid. It's not enough to say, when I was a big kid, I never signed. I have to take back my words. The only way to take back my words is to go back and say, when I signed, I was a kid. I don't need to have a Parshas Eidus for that. For the Maram Shif, you don't have to have a Parshas Eidus. I could take back my words like they are. But I have to take back my words. The only way I could come into the picture is by saying, I'm sorry, I was a little kid. Then when I signed, was the Eidus that I'm big. I'm sorry, I was little. Now I'm saying a new Eidus that I never signed when I'm big, so if you match it out, you have a problem. So how I signed? Vice versa, I was a little kid. I have to go back, no, I have to go back to say that when I signed, I was a little kid.
No, when I signed, I'm big. Now he's saying that when
he signed. No, it's a dinedus. That's a dinedus. So I have to go back and meidus. Choyzer umagid. Not umdene. I'm choyzer umagid. Not umdene. I said, this is the Gemara. It's called Eidus Shebistar as a dinedus. I'm coming with a koya chazore. I'm not arguing with the argument. Umdene. I'm choyzer for my Eidus. I'm coming to the koya of choyzer umagid. Lishnekam and Rambam Chomer holds, I'm coming to be choyzer umagid. If I'm coming to be Chayzer Magid, I'm going back and I'm taking back my words. If I'm taking back my words and I'm a Chayzer Magid, so I go back of the Eidus of yesterday and I take it back. And I take it back. Avada, I don't have to have a Parshas Eidus for that. Because the Chochom Echad is right. And that I will never have a Koyach Eidus. But I just pull back my words. So again, we're going back to the Tesis. Tesis asked the Kasha, believe me when I'm saying Ktani Moinu, Lelishnekam and Rabban Bar Chomer, that I could be Choyzer Umagid. Einach Nami, I don't have a Koyach Eidus, but I want to pull back my words. After I pull back my words, if I want, I could say a second Eidus, that I was never a kid, I was never a Gadol when I signed. Oh, but the Aleph Beis, when I want to walk in, my Aleph Beis, what I could say, is to say, when I signed, I was a little kid. I don't need to come to a Parshas Eidus for that. But it's the only way to make a chazor. I think it's Parshat. Avdem is mechadesh teisves. Val is a chazoke against me. So what the chazoke does? What means a chazoke against me? I took back, I will ask you the question. I took back my words. My words disappeared. So what if it's a chazoke against me? But it's no mushtal. I took back my words. The pshat in thesis is, vayle ze chazoke, I don't have a koyach to take back my words. The chazoke is stopping me to take back my words. Like if ain't other meisim atzmi rosho, I can't take back my words. We asked why. But this one, mevur in the Gemara. If I don't have a koyach to talk, if ain't the meisim atzmi rosho, I can't take back my words and says I was a nusi machmas moment. Why would I want to take back my words? But the teretz is I don't have a koyach to take back my words. While I'm against a chazoke, I don't have a koyach to take back my words. Again, I'm anyway not coming from the parsha of Eidus because I don't have a parsha of Eidus. I just want to take back my words. While I have a chazoke against me, b'meila I cannot take back my words. So the pshat and tesis lefi al derech the Maram Shif, and this is the maskana of the Yecheskel. I'm coming to say ktani mayinu. I'm coming to say anusi mayinu machmas momen, anusi machmas nefoshes, machmas nefoshes. I could take back my words. Machmas momen ain't the meisi matzmi rosho. I can't take back my words. Ktani mayinu. I'm against a chazoke. I can't take back my words. So we don't have Rav Kiveiger's kasha. Ober I have eidus. While the Aleph Beis has to be that I'm choizer from what I said, and that I don't have a koyach of Eidus, I just have to take back my words. While it's against a chazoke, I don't have a koyach to take back my words. You're right. If I would have a koyach to take back my words, so then you would accept my Eidus that I never signed when I was a gadol, and you will have Eidus and it will win everything. But Tchilas HaDovor has to be that I take back my words. This is Tchilas HaDovor. Well, Tchilas HaDovor is that I'm taking back my words. Zoktes HaYesoid, Bemokim Chazoke, I can't take back my words. Again, all of the Rishonim, they're not masking to this Yesoid. The Meisim Atzmi Rosho cannot take back his words. But Bemokim Chazoke, why not to take back the words? Or all the Rishonim learn like the Rabbi Akiva Hegel. I'm not even taking back my words. I'm saying a new Eidus. Then I will explain now. To finish this inyan. Rabbi Akiva Hegel and the Chemda Shloima learn, I'm never taking back my words. It's a new fresh Eidus. Nu Sawalim is a Chazoke. It's a new fresh Eidus. A new fresh Eidus. I didn't sign when I'm big with the Chochem, without the Chochem. A new fresh Eidus. Does Rabbi Akiva Hegel's kasha? The answer is, I can't come with a new fresh Eidus. Why? Because I have to make a Chazore. And the Chazore is to go back to these words, Ktani Mayinu. That word staker, not Pasha Eidus. I have to take back my words. Avdem Zoktesis Ayesoid. Bemokim Chazoke. I can't take back my words. Now, this is a Chidush of Tesfes, Gibayt with the Avon of the Divrei Cheskel. Shlaf Beis in the Sugi is, all of the Rishonim are not accepting this Stake. Because they had it Shver. Ramban, all Rishonim, we're oiling on the Ramban. They learned, why not? Choyzer Umagid, ma baya? Meisim Asmer Rosh Yer can't be Choyzer Umagid, but why not to be Choyzer Umagid? All of them learned, why not to be Choyzer Umagid? Where is the Chisoron to be Choyzer Umagid? This one was bothering all of the Rishonim. And other, the white didn't want to say Chazoke, other like Rabbi Akiva Hegel, so new fresh Eidus, so Chazoke can't disturb it. Or if it's a Chazore, so what if it's a Chazoke? Why I can't be Choyzer? So what if it's a Chazore? We sing as a Tegel Moshe Mesinai. It's a Chazore, I don't have a kerach to make a Chazore. What is a Chazoke? I don't have a kerach to make a Chazore. Mehecha teis. Ho mehecha teis. Ho mehecha teis. So the Ramban came with a new teretz. And the Ramban is interesting teretz. The Ramban says, the same way Ein Odo Meisim Atzmei Rosho, he can't say Anusim Machmas Momen, he can't say that he did it when he's a cotton. Because it's a avle to do it. It's Nishein. And Ein Odo Meisim Atzmei Nishein. A big chiddush. I will explain. Eino the meisim atzmei rosho. Rashi explains he can't say eidus on himself that he did a dvar resha. Here he's not saying himself that he did a dvar resha. Oh, but it's nishen al derech Rabbi Akiva Hegel. We can't listen from person that he said nice things on himself. Avad, it's not a din eidus. When Rabbi Akiva Hegel was mesupik, if eino the meisim atzmei rosho, it's a din eidus. Or it's time like we brought down from Korbones, from Golus, from all these places, from Tein Venita, and that a person can say divrei resha. The Ramban be'etzem is the inside of that. That a person can say divrei resha even if it's not negiat eidus. A person can say divrei resha on himself. So not only rosho, he says, I was a little kid, and I saw nishayim. Nishayin, you messed the guy up. I was a little kid, I was Muslim. Not Chayiv, it's not Aveirach, Golish. Say, but it's Nishayin. B'meile, Azevi ain't the Meisim Asim Hirosho, and he can't be Choyzer Umagid to say, Anusim Achmas Momen. So again, the same Yisoyin. Like in Momen, you can't be Meisim Asim Hirosho, it disturbs the Choyzer Umagid, because you don't have a Kerech Ne'emones, so you can't do it. So Val, ain't Odom Oysa Asmi Nishayin, he doesn't have a Kerech to be Choyzer Umagid. This is the Teretz of the Ramban. Now, this alone is not so bad to understand the Ramban like that. The only problem is, if we have to oischesh in the sugye, we have a problem. So we're going now to Lishne Kame, and the Sefer, you're not Nemon, not Machmas Momen, not Ktanim, and not Psuleidus, because it's Nishein. And the Reisha, you're Nemon, because Lishne Kame holds, Bemokim Migu, you're Nemon, Meisimas Mirosho, Momen, everything you're Nemon. So Lishne Kame makes sense. And the Reisha, you're Nemon, Migu helps on everything. And in the Sefer, every little Resha, you're not Neman. Klo? The problem is how the Ramban will explain Lishne Basra. Now this, I will say a pshat, but I think it's a mitzvah le'yashev. How lefi the Ramban, you are reinsetz Lishne Basra. I will start. Lishne Basra in the Sefer doesn't believe him at all. Say that. There's no Chayzer Magid. In the Reisha, what state in the Reisha? You believed in everything. Chutz from what? Lishne Basre. In the Reisha. You believed in everything. Chutz from what? Chutz from Mammon. Why you can't be Mammon and Mammon? Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Why you Neman and Ketanim? Nishein. Nishein. One second. Nishein. I have it. Again. On the Ramban, Machmas Momen is Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Nishein, we don't hold from Nishein. We don't know from Nishain. Nishain, Nishnagia. Only Machmas Mammon is a problem. So Lishnekame holds in the ratio you believed in Evisi. And in the Sefer, Lefi, you're not Nemon on nothing. Lefi Lishnebasra, everything is glad. And the ratio, again, Lefi Lishnekame and the ratio you're Nemon on everything. And in the Sefer, the Foshes you believe. Mammon, you not believe. Ktanim Vanusim, Zaitik et Terutzi. The Ramban came and he said no. Lishne Kame holds everything is Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Not only Anusi Machmas Momen, Ktanim and Psulim is Divrei Resha, it's also not nice. Are you? So maybe you're not believed in the Sefer. Why Lishne Kame, Resha, you believe in Lishne Kame? Migu helps. Now you come to Lishne Basre, Sefer you're not believed. And the Resha, you can't be Meisim Atzmei Rosho. So you're not Nemon Machmas Momen. So why you never to say Ktanim and Anusi Marino? Aber Sini Shein. What? Sini Shein. What? So why don't Machmas Momen you not believed?
Because you're not
going
to make a
Migu, right? Oh, so now you decided to make Teres. Migu helps Legabi Nishain. Migu doesn't help Legabi Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Are you? Who said it? Why? I want to explain. On the Ramban is no Musig if not Shein. Meisim Momen is Machmas Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Ktanim is out the picture. So Lishne Kame holds Migu helps on everything. Sefer is no migu, it's only choizel magid. But mainly you name the foshes. Lish the basrolds. Migu doesn't take care of meisim atzmei rosho. You start to say pshatim. I'm kveged. This is what lish the kamer holds. The migu doesn't have a meisim atzmei rosho. Say no. But if the Ramban lish the kamer was mechadish that meisim atzmei rosho has a much bigger list. Also, Nishain goes into Meisim Atzmei Rosho. And this is the reason in the Sefer you're not believing in the whole list. And Reisha, you have a Migu. Came Lishne Basra and said, I hold Sefer you bichlal not believe because you're not Chayzer Umagid. But in the Reisha, I hold that Migu doesn't have a Meisim Atzmei Rosho. I, why it helps Bektanim Vanusim? So you tell me, Migu will help. I, so why Migu doesn't have a Meisim Atzmei Rosho? No, it's two levels. So Lishne Kame didn't know about these two levels. Lishne Basre, Pitom, has another chidush of two levels. Siken Zayn. Oh, it comes out, till now we had two machlekes in Lishne Kame, Lishne Basre. Now we have three machlekes in Lishne Kame, Lishne Basre. The smag says it like that. And Simon Menvov, Siv Kotten Kuf. He says, Nimtso shele maskolas Lishne Basre, einanu soivrim midivre haramban. Elo soivrim she'eino demesi matzmei rosho, zerak beresha, veloi bedvorim she'eino magunim. That Lishne Basre was choylek in the gdoi. Aber pashtes, it's mashma nishta zeh. So here's the ore. Avada the teres, there's a lot of ways to miyash of the teres. I want to leave it to the oilam to say the teres. It could be a nusach in Migud, it could be a nusach in Chayzer Magid. But it comes out that the Ramban is mechadish. That is, dahinu. This is what the smag chabt. Some achroinim, chshuve achroinim, that when they spoke about Eino Demesi Matzmi Rosho, they have a list. So they bring the Ramban, all of the not nice things go in. As they shait in Ramban and Ksuvas. As they shait in Ramban and Ksuvas. Someone asks, what is Eino Demesi Matzmi Rosho? Lefi Teisvus in the Rashi, only a real Rasha. Fi the Ramban, Ritva Rashi, all of the Rishonim, is a big list. Das zog the smag. It's very good in Lishne Kame and the Sefer that you don't have a care to be Chayzer Umagid because these things. And Lishne Kame holds Migu helps anyway. But Lishne Basre that holds that you're not Chayzer Umagid, and they learn in the Reisha that Migu doesn't help in Meisim Atzmei Rosho, of them state in the Gemara that Biktani Ve'anuzim the Migu helps. So other, they decided that Lishne Kame doesn't hold from this Yisrael of the Ramban. Other you will say that the not shame from the Ramban is not strong enough against Migu. It's enough that you will not have a care to be Chayzer Umagid. But against Migu it will not have a care. This is what you're trying to say. But the Shaila, why? Mechet Eise. It's a big Meisim Atzmei Rosho and a small Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Klapi Chayzer Umagid, everything goes into the list. Klapi the Migu, only these go on the list. Slachayim Adorsheni. Slachayim Adorsheni. If you see good the Ramban and the Ran, it's mashma that they asked it and they answered it b'tei chadvorim. That they asked it and they answered it b'tei chadvorim. And again, the avodah is here, Abad Nalein. If the mahalach, if the Ramban is, that taki lishne kame doesn't hold from this yisoid, kilu, lishne basra doesn't hold from the yisoid of, that every bad thing goes into the list. Kilu, and lishne kame, we have to mechadish it. Lishne basra, we don't have to mechadish. Like all of you like to learn, there is no nafkamina. Just every lishne works out. If you want it needs, it fits it up. But we learn that it's an ishtazay. It has to be machleikis in everything. And then we'll have to say that it's a lomdus. Klapi the sefer, the klapi chayzer umagid, it's enough a kleine avle that he will not have a kach to be chayzer umagid. Klapi amigo, you need a grace avle. About it, it needs a lot of teire. A lot of teire to zog in azah hezba. Let me get to the next thesis. Machmas nefoshe sareilu ne'emonim. This thesis is one of the plius agdoilus. Vim toima, frek thesis an lishne kame. We holding now on lishne kame. Machmas nefoshes the belief. Frek thesis obarazei anusi machmas momen. Chi omru ktanim oinu. Anusi machmas momen oinu. Lehemne bemigu. De amri anusim oinu machmas nefoshes. Why the lishne kame and the sefer they don't have a migu? They could have said anusi machmas nefoshes. So believe them now when they say anusi machmas momen. They say ktani mayinu b'migu that they could have said anusi mayinu machmas nefoshes. V'yishleim otu terutzim. Oynes machmas nefoshes v'yishchiach v'oyde b'shtei edim lo yamrin en migu kide perishes. And this tesis is a medrash plia. Tesis came l'lishne kam and he asked the kasha. And the sefer, why we don't believe in the sefer? Why we don't believe in the sefer? Why we don't believe in the sefer? Ein echenami machmas momen, you not believe. Believe machmas nefoshes, you believe. So I have a migu. So it takes a shvach and migu. People don't want to say, I lose machmas nefoshes, guys came with a gun. It's leishchia. Nazar teretz, b'tu edim, you don't say migu. Frag the Maram Shif and the Bessiankev. Versteht nicht. Thesis before, two thesis in before, thesis as the Kasha. Believe them in the Sefer Bemigu that they could have said Perua. They have a Migu that could have said Perua. They have a Migu that could have said Perua. So if they have a Migu that they could have said Perua, why you don't believe in the Sefer? What thesis answered? Why we don't believe? Three Terutzim. Other Migu neged Eidim, other Choyzer Magid, or Betray Eidim, we don't see Migu. Three Terutzim. Why Tesis is asking the Kasha again? Why Tesis is asking the Kasha again? Believe them in the safe, but Migu, they could have said, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. Migu neged Eidim, Choyzer Magid, Migu Betray Eidim, Lo Yamrinen. Why Tesis is repeating the Kasha again? Tesis really answered the Kasha. Tesis answered that you can't say Migu in the Sefer, it's a Migu neged Eidim, it's a Migu against Choyzer Magid, and it's Migu betray Lo Yamrinen. Why Tesis repeats the Kasha? This is the Kasha of the Beis Yankev and the Maharam Shif. This we call the Aleph Beis Kasha. The Aleph Beis Kasha. This is the Aleph Beis Kasha. What is the repeating of the Kasha? Zog the Maram Shif in the Beis Yankev Teretz. It's a little hard Teretz, but we'll go with their Teretz. Zog the Maram Shif in the Beis Yankev, the Teretz is as it. Before Tesis answered three terutzim, Migu neged Eidim lo yamrinen, Migu bechoyzer umagid lo yamrinen, Migu betrei Eidim lo yamrinen. Now Tesis is going lelishne kame. Lelishne kame, a person has a koyach to bechoyzer umagid. If a person has a koyach to bechoyzer umagid, so you can't say the middle teretz of the Tesis before. What you will answer? Choyzer umagid? He have a koyach to be choyzer umagid. I will explain. Even a lemaise, he's saying now anusi machmas momen, and machmas momen, a person doesn't have a koyach to be choyzer umagid. Anusi machmas momen, a person doesn't have a koyach. Although we said the whole yesod of thesis was that the val you can't be choyzer umagid, you don't have an emunas of migu. Val I have a koyach to be choyzer umagid, so the lishne kame that a person has a koyach has another chance. Also migu helps. So the whole teretz of Teisvus was that b'chayzer u'magid you don't have a koach of migu, but l'shnekame holds that there's no chisson of chayzer u'magid. B'meila you have a koach of migu. The Maram Shif, this is the aleph base to answer again. We have a kasha why Teis didn't answer both terutzim that he answers before and migu. Why he doesn't answer here? So we're starting with the second teretz. Chayzer u'magid he can't say because this man the Omar holds you could be chayzer u'magid. So Vali holds you could be Chayzer Magid, so there's no Chisaron and Migu. The whole Chisaron and Migu is that a person doesn't have a Kayach, the Mokim Chayzer Magid to be Neman and Migu. But here, that we're going to Mandama that you could be Chayzer Magid, so he has a Kayach of Migu. The Maram Shif says Tifer. Why a person can't be Chayzer Magid to say Machmas Moment? Because ain't no the Mesim Asmi Rosho. While he has a migu, he has a koyach to be chayzer and magid. The migu will give him a koyach to be chayzer and magid. So again, why Teisus didn't answer that he's chayzer and magid? The Torah says before Teisus was lelish lemaskone. Lemaskone, you have a problem. Eidim chayzer and magid. Here we go lelish nekame. Lelish nekame, what a person could be chayzer and magid. So first, if you could be chayzer u'magid, you have a koyach of migu. Before Rav Shlomo Eger explained, "Val, I don't have a koyach to be chayzer u'magid. I don't have a koyach of migu." But the Maram Shif says more from that. The reason I cannot be chayzer u'magid the moment because I'm meisim asmei rosho, so it stops me to pull back my words. Maram Shif dik. "Val, I have a migu. I have a koyach to pull back my words." So b'meila Teisus cannot answer what he answered before. So we're asking why Teis didn't answer that he doesn't have a that he can't say migu because he's chayzer u'magid. The teretz is vali as a migu lelishne bas lelishne kame is no chisor of chayzer u'magid. Zog the Maram Shif. So the first teretz also you can't say it's not migu neged edim. Vali could be chayzer u'magid. It's not against edim. Vali has a koyach to be chayzer, so it's not against edim. I want to be madgish. This is the Shlav Aleph, this is the ganze Maram Shif. B'siyankiv is mo b'archo b'vei shver. You'd like to see the Maram Shif before the B'siyankiv. So again, we have a kasha. I want the Shlav Aleph and the Shlav Beis. The Shlav Aleph is, Teisus asked the kasha, believe in the Sefer b'migu de porua. Three terutzim. Migu neged edim, chayzer u'magid, betrei edim lo yamrin en migu. Teisus now wakes up with the same kasha. Lelish nebas, lelish nekame, you never in the Sefer b'anusim arvas nefoshes. So you have a migu. So you have a migu, two terutzim. Migu de lo yishchiach, the same arvas nefoshes, betrei edim lo yamrin en migu. Freidim Aram Shif, you already answered it, three terutzim. Now he's saying only two. Go back to the three terutzim from before. Zog the Maram Shif, Teisus is going now to Lishnekame that you could be Chayzer u'Magid, but Mele you don't have the second Teretz. But you don't have the second Teretz, and not only that you don't have the second Teretz, you also don't have the first Teretz. While you have a Krech to be Chayzer u'Magid, but Mele it's not considered against Eidim. It's Mechudashtik. Because Lemaisa you don't have a Krech to be Chayzer u'Magid when you say Anusi Machmas Momen, because you may say Matzme Rosh. Aber azay zog de Maram Shif. Azay zog de Bisyank. So now, let me game with the Shlav Aleph, and here you will hear the problem. So we have the Etzem two tesis. The first tesis in the Mishnah asked, believe in the Sefer of Migu de Porua. Three terutzim. Migu neged Eidim, Chayzer v'Magid, and Migu betrei lo yamrinem. Now Teisus comes to Lishnekame and he's asking a kasha. Lishnekame, you never in the Sefer to say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, so you have a migu. And he says two different terutzim. Freidim Aram Shif and the Besyankev, why you don't answer the three terutzim from before? Migu neged Eidim and Chayzer u'Magid. What is the answer? What is the answer? So the Maram Shif, the reason you don't answer it, because we're going now to Lishne Kame, and Lishne Kame holds you could be Chayzer u'Magid, and Lishne Kame holds you could change your mind, so there's no Eidim. Till here it's glad. It's not glad. It doesn't make sense. Lamai say you can't say Eidus. Same. Can't be Chayzer u'Magid. It makes me ask Merosha. Maram Shif learns, but I have a migu, I could be Chayzer u'Magid. So why Teisus had to switch his question? The Dibur HaMaskel had to say, Machmas Nefoshes Areilu Ne'emonim, Machmas Momen Einom Ne'emonim. V'im Toimar! Moshe, V'im Toimar! Believe them, B'migu that they could have said Poruah. Believe them, B'migu that they could have said Poruah. Why to switch the question? If it's a repeating in the question, L'lish Nekame, why Tesis has to switch the question? I want to explain to you, it's not Stamakashi, it's Eisenakashi. Why? If Tesis will answer like that, what he would answer? Now, we'll give the Terutzim of Tesis. What is the first answer? No, the first Teretz. Second Tesis. I asked Bigu de Porua, what is the answer? You will not have the first Teretz of Tesis, Lo Shriach. So Tesis decided to switch the question and to have two Terutzim. Stick to the first question and you don't have the first Teretz. Tesis already asked the Kasha. Bigu de Porua, three Terutzim. Tesis repeats the question again. Frank de Bis Yanke with the Bis Maram Shif. You answered. Migu de Gedeidim, Choyzer Umagid. And Migu betrayal Emrina. Yeah, that was the maskane. But the first two terutzim fall, so we want to repeat the question. Gizun, repeat the question on Perua. Now, why is I'm not stop asking a kasha? I said, I'm saying, repeat the question.
No,
I'll say Migu de Perua, and I only have the last terutz. Migu betrayal Emrina. So.
If we ask about
this, say that. Migu What is the gain? Migu betrayal, I'm reading. For two people, we don't say Migu. No, Migu betrayal, I'm reading. But 280, we don't say Migu. But we get, but this is what Taisa answers anyway. Taisa answers, but was the Foshes, Migu betrayal, I'm reading, right? Now, we're asking a Kasha. This Kasha of Taisa was already before. We have three Terutzim. Frank the Maram Shiva, the Bisyangi, what happened to the three Terutzim? Why you need to have two different terutzim? The terutz is we're going to lish nekame. Lish nekame can't stick to the first terutzim. Why? Because you could be chayzer umagid. You don't have edim. I hear. So be'etzim, if you see the words of the Maram Shif, he says it's be'etzim repeating the same kasha lish nebasre. These are the words of the Maram Shif. It's partially repeating the kasha. Maram Shif says everything b'ktzora. Repeating the kasha lish nekame. והוא הדין במיגו במוקים פרוע כי איקר כוונוסום it's like the Tesis meant to ask פרוע כי איקר כוונוסום that the תירוצים from before fell so now he wants to ask the Kasha לכאורה if he will ask the Kasha from פרוע he will not have the first Eretz so he switched the Kasha has two תירוצים say that אבל what's been מיגו לפרוע he anyway have to say the last Eretz so what are you getting to say the first Eretz but I will ask you more from that I'm sure you saw the Teis HaRosh. He only says the first Teretz. Teis HaRosh only says the first Teretz. It doesn't answer Perua. So the whole Teir is Nishtemes. Again, we have a Kasha. Teis is repeating the Kasha from before. Before he asked the Kasha Migu de Perua, three Terutzim. Now he's asking the Kasha Migu de Nefoshes. Frank the Maram Shiv the Bisyanki, what happened to the first three Terutzim? Zog the Cheshbain is the first two don't exist. I said, also, I'm going to clear if it's right or not. But they zog the Maram Shif and the Bisyanke. Olechot al Pidarko, why the first two Terutzim don't exist? First two Terutzim don't exist. So the mail is, Vare Lishnekam and the first two Terutzim don't exist? They says to repeat this question. Zog the Maram Shif, so Behetzim it's repeating the question to ask the Kasha from Perua. Just before it's the Lishnekam, Lishnebasra, now it's the Lishnekam. So we ask, so why you switched? That we have to ois cheshbin azach cheshbinas. As glide, migu de perua. I don't have the first two terutzim, and everything will go gleich. As migu de perua, be gleich. And we're adding. Not only that, we're asking why he's not repeating kasha aleph, kasha beis. We're asking. Are the terutz of Tesis doesn't answer perua the first terutz. Only the second teretz. So what he's gaining to ask a different to say a teretz? But on the main question from Perua, you anyway have to stick to the third teretz. So what is the ganze meile? And the third kasha is Teis HaRosh. Teis HaRosh asks the kasha, and he only says the first teretz. No, but on Perua you don't have a teretz. It's Yoshriach. So what is the answer on Perua? So I'm asking the kasha. No, put Migune Perua. Migune Perua. So we have the kasha and we don't have the teretz. Believe them in Migune Perua. And the Maharam Shiva explained the first teretz doesn't exist, the second teretz doesn't exist. And the Teis HaRosh doesn't want to repeat the teretz Migune Betrei Lo Yamrinen. Maybe he holds Migune Betrei Yamrinen. No, so he has Teis kasha and he only says the first teretz. This is the Shverkeit of the Sugya. This is the Shverkeit of the Sugya. And I want to be madgish. I call this two parts in the Shverkeit. First, like what happened to the first two Terutzim. So the Maram Shiva and the Bisyankiv said Teire, that it doesn't exist Lelish Nekame. That needs to be checked if it makes sense. But they say that there's no more Eidim here because this Chayz of a Magid, he's saying Anusi Machmas Momen at the end of the day. He has a Migud that he could have said Machmas Nefoshes. And Eidim the Mesim Atzmi Rosho. To say that it's not coming to get Eidim, it's a Chiddush of the Maram Shif. But this is what he said. Mekabel. The Bisyankiv said it in his Nusach. Mekabel. Mekabel Dvorov. Bisyankiv is much shverer because it's Trey V'Trey. But Mekabel Divreim. That the first Terutzim don't exist Lelish Nebasa. So this is the first thing that needs a Hasber and Teisvis. Maram Shif and the Bisyankiv's Kashe, what happened to the first Terutzim and the second Teretz? What happened to it in the second Teretz? Where they are? A Shvere Kashe. They said a Pshat, we don't like them. They say, Aber, we have a Shver, it's not Misyashev and Alev. But we're asking Ledivreyim, that it doesn't exist. Ask the Kashe from Perua. Why to switch? Eine Ore. Second Ore, are the first Teretz when I answer in Perua? Third Ore, Teis is a Rosh. It didn't bring the second Teretz. And Perua, the first Teretz doesn't answer. It's not your Shriach. And Perua, the Shriach. It's not a Biyoni, my boys. But the Shriach. Migu de Perua, Alamo. Perua, the Adam, Migu de Perua. It's called a Shazi, you have that Migu. So it's two Drochim to answer here. The Bisyankiv himself comes with kleine tirutzim, I recall it. Kleine tirutzim. The answer, why Teisus repeat the kasha, and why he switched, he didn't ask on Perua. And what it be, on Perua you don't have the first teretz of Teisus, you only have the second teretz of Teisus. So what is the game? So we'll start with the Bisyankiv. The Bisyankiv said a kleine teretz. Then, Be'ez Hashem, the Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Yutes, the second part, says a Ge'oinus to answer everything in one vault. Mamash, a Ge'oinus she'en kedugmosa. This is the Divrei Yecheskel. But first we'll start with the Bisyankiv. And there Rabbi is saying, without a lot of teres, everything is going to Mahalach that we're learning, that the second teres Be'etzem is going to Lishnekame, and he can't have the first two terutzim with the lundus of the Maram Shif and the Bisyankiv. But we're asking the second second part of the questions, the three questions. But why is the switch? Well, Perua anyway cannot use the first teretz. The Teis HaRosh forgot to bring down the second teretz. Vos vosayim. Zog the Bisyankiv. I have a chat. I'm sorry. It's not Bisyankiv, it's Tumim. I'm going. I'm crazy the place. Bala Tumim. Rabbeinus and Eibishitz. Rabbeinus and Eibishitz says a Geoinus. Zog the Rabbeinus and Eibishitz, I will tell you a teretz. Avada, you're right that we left only with one teretz. Migu betrei lo yamrinen. And Teisus could have asked the kashi from Perua and answer en brera migu betrei lo yamrinen. So why Teisus switched the question and offered two terutzim here? And anyway, on Perua he will only be left with the last teretz. Ask Perua and answer Perua. Zokter hazeh. Zog the Raze. Zog the Tumim. Teisus knew the Yesoi that Migu betrei lo yamrinen. Why Migu betrei lo yamrinen? We said because they can't plan it. They don't know what to plan. Why Migu de Boy Shosik betrei yamrinen? We are two Esbeirim. To plan to keep quiet, it's easy. Or it's enough if one of them is quiet, already the shtar is not niskayim. Zog de Maram Shifazei. Migu de Perua, Tesis knows already, he answered before, Migu betrei lo yamrinen. Very easy. Two people can't plan to say Perua. Why do I say Perua? You will ask him, dollars, shekels, what was the time? They're scared. Aber ba'anusim machmas nefoshes, you know why Migu betrei Tesis had a tzad de yamrinen? You're right. If because two people can't plan, so you're right, two people can't plan. But here I don't have to have my second friend to plan with me. It's enough that one of them will come in and say, Anusi machmas nefoshes. Leman de omar kevun shehigid, you could be choyzer umagid, or ilafidim maram shif, we brought down a raif, makis daf gimel, that even one person could turn over as eidus. So here you could have migu afilu bechat. Let. What? What? So why he doesn't have a migu here? So he tastes, but it's a, he's scared. Yereim leima machmas nefosh is the first talent. But he's mesupik about the tasteless. As I zokta. Zog the tumim. Achap. I say again. I call it achap me'atzad. Zog the tumim. I'm going with the maram shif that. Before it was the Lishne Kame, it was three terutzim. The Lishne Basra, we don't have the first two terutzim. So Be'etzim, we only left with the last terutz. So why, Be'etzim, Teis could have asked the Kashif and Perua an answer. He knows, he doesn't have to repeat it. That already he knows. Betray, lo yamrinen. For either reason will be betray, either reason that betray, lo yamrinen, or two people can't plan, or the skin to plan, or they can't plan, or you don't have a plan of two people, but two people you don't have migu. Migu to be shosik is something else. The male of the Perua, he knew, he already answered it, he doesn't have to repeat it. Be'anusi machmas nefoshes, zog the tumim, he was mesupek, why betray lo yamrinen, and migu de b'yishosik amrinen? Because two can't plan, and shosik you could plan, or like we said from the Ran and the Shach, and last year, that the reason that betray, migu de b'yishosik amrinen, because I don't need my friend for my migu. I could come myself. Nahinu. When I want to say Porati, I know we will only be believed if both of us will say the same thing. I can't plan it with him. It doesn't work. I can't plan with him to say Porati. What? He's not believed. Medechot says Porua is garnished. It's garnished. It's garnished. He comes, the shtar is bekuim when I say Porua. They throw him out of Beis Din. It's garnished. So him and that, you know what? I'll just say Anusim and we made it to work. I don't have a right that I'm saying the truth. Migu de b'yishosik, we could plan together. The male of b'porati, you can't plan. Oh, but if the answer is that why migu de b'yishosik is better, not because you could plan it, just the shach said because it's enough that one of them will keep quiet. Be'anusi machmas nefoshes is enough that one will say anusi machmas nefoshes. He was choizer from his eidus. And it's said that b'shtal you could be choizer from the eidus, he'll be choizer from the eidus. And b'meile I will not have a eidus. So b'meile maybe here migu betrei amrinen. So Tesis is mesupik. First of Tesis, maybe he's scared, and maybe stam migu betrei lo yamrinen. Stam with two people you don't make a migu bichlal. Ari this was the shach was mesupik. If migu by shosik is because I could do it myself, or it's easier to plan to be quiet. It is because it's easier to plan. So here's not the plan. I have to think with him together to say anusim amas nefoshes. But if it's done, it's totally to one person. You could say amigu. So azay zok the tumim. So again, the tumim is be'etzem to take the plan to go with everything together. The first taste was the second taste was. The first taste as the kashif berua three terutzim lelishne kame lemaskone lelishne basra. You don't have the first two terutzim, but you have the last terutz. But mele al berua taste is not repeating his question. Now there's only asking the kashif machmas nefoshes, and then that he says two terutzim. We asking ayel who you could have repeated al berua. That tell us if he would repeat the kashif, he would know the answer. But he's left with the last answer. So what he gained to repeat the kashe machmas nefoshes, this was be'etzem the kashe, and that we answered, he gained to repeat the kashe machmas nefoshes, because there he was mesupek, if he could answer migu betrei lo yamrinen, so he offered another teretz. Kilu, don't prove for me from there the gedder of, and the tum goes weiter and weiter, kilu, don't prove to me what is the gedder, migu betrei lo yamrinen, because maybe the reason it's not a migu because he's scared. Maybe not, maybe yes. This is the teira of the tumim. Aber it's doichak. If it's doichak, so we back to our questions. And again, we have to answer both sets of questions. First, what happened to the first two terutzim? We don't want to say like the Maharam Shif. And second of all, why Teza didn't ask the Kasha Poshut from Peruah? And on that way, the first Teres doesn't help. And the Divi Yecheskel says a dovel niflo here. Mamash, we have it here in the paper, the second part of the Divi Yecheskel, a biur niflo beoid. Mr. Hashem, we'll see him tomorrow.